My name is Jenny Justice Neumeier, and I wanted to take a moment to introduce myself. I'll be bringing to you a series of podcasts that are near and dear to my heart. This is kind of a passion project for me. It's just all the things that I feel very passionate about. One of the things I realized was that I have come to realize that as we are navigating through life, there is just so much we don't know about. And with our lack of community, we've gotten very social on social media, but it's more of a one-up and a comparison to the best days in other people's lives. And we've lost the sense of community that was the day in and day out, which makes up our lives. And there's so much that we don't know about our neighbor. I mean, there's a lot about suicide out everywhere now because people are caring so much on themselves and not really having a community to get strength, hope, wisdom to learn things from. And so kind of have just been trying to piece together ways to create communities and get information and support and positive. There's so much negative in the world, and just put some positive out in the world. Kelly LaRue said on Quora that the Wild Wild West was named that because of the lawlessness and of untamed territories. And I feel like sometimes we're all adults and we're just walking around and it's a wild, wild west. Like, there's not really any rules about some things in life. Yes, we have our laws for our country. And yes, we have like certain rules of etiquette. But there's so much that doesn't have rules. And if, you know, even when it comes to child rearing, it's been said, oh, if kids could come with an instruction manual, that would be so much easier. So, not that I have an instruction manual, I have not figured this all out, but on Mommy Mondays, I kind of want to explore what it is to be a mom, a wife, how to rear a child in today's world that is changing so quickly, and just all the things that moms have to work through. Adulting Tuesday Talks was inspired because I have had the opportunity to work in the East End and become familiar with the education and workforce process, and realizing that today's youth are coming in at a disadvantage of not having strong soft skills, but also just some areas in my life that as I look back, I think, oh, if I had known then what I know now, how I would have handled some things specifically career related differently. And so I'm really excited to pair up with a millennial and kind of get that point of view, but to talk through some topics that hopefully can help at least a couple of people as they navigate life in their career. Another thing I'll be talking about is gratitude. I am really striving to live more grateful. There's so much anger in the world. I have anger. I sometimes am driving down the road and I'm that person that's listening to a good, you know, hallelujah chorus, and then somebody does something brilliant and it just sends me into rage. Now, I don't road rage and go that crazy because I do have a child, but I will side-eye some people and talk about them in my head, and sometimes it slips out. But there's just so much pressure and everything going on in life that I've realized I just need to start being more grateful. And I'm going to share my gratitude, grateful, thankful journey. And just maybe you can take some time to be grateful in your life too. Because no matter how bad things are, and there are some pretty bad days, everyone has some pretty bad days, there's still something to be thankful for. Is it always easy to find that thing to be thankful for? No, absolutely not. Some days you gotta search. Some days you're like, I'm thankful that I can say I'm thankful. So on Thursdays, I have said that I'm gonna take time to be thankful, not just on Thanksgiving, but every Thursday, having a thankful Thursday. Saturdays, I will be talking two, four with single parents. At 32, I found myself a single parent. If it hadn't been for some really dear friends at that time, I really don't know how I would have made it through. It was an unplanned pregnancy, and I was not prepared in any form or fashion for that. Even though I've been married about 2.5 years now, it is still near and dear to my heart, the struggles that single parents have to go through and the weight that you have to carry on alone. I remember one time very specifically, like it was yesterday, getting paid on payday and having $20 to stretch for the 2 weeks. And that was not groceries. And it was just a struggle. I just want to be a resource for single parents and hopefully build a community where single parents have to come to be amongst like-minded people going through some of the same things. Sometimes that is very encouraging just to talk to somebody who understands what you're going through. With all of the complexities of life, I just hope that you will listen and participate, and we have Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups that to keep the conversations going and grow these communities. And I hope that this will help you or help somebody that you know as we navigate this complex journey called life. Please be in touch. Please join our groups, and I would love to hear from you. I look forward to it.